For almost two decades, the people of northern Uganda have been brutalized by war. During the worst of the violence, the rebel group known as the Lord's Resistance Army terrorized civilians by hacking off hands, breasts, lips, and ears. These mutilations served as warnings. You speak against us, and we cut off your lips. You do not hear us, and we cut off your ears. Now, medical workers from Doctors Without Borders and another nonprofit called Enterplast Holland have started doing reconstructive surgery on the victims. Nurse Christine Schmitz leads the team in Uganda for Doctors Without Borders. We reached her in the northern district of Kitgum. She says that during the first week, surgeons operated on eight patients.
Most of them had their lips cut off, some of them their ears cut off. One young man, he's now 17, had his fingers cut off as well. So it very often happened that not only the lips or not only the ears or not only the nose was cut off, but the patient suffered several mutilations.
So what do you do surgically to help them?
The surgeon from Interplast Holland and the surgeon from Kampala, the capital of Uganda, they operate mainly on the lips, so they try to close the mouth. The problem of the patients who have their lips cut off, especially, they cannot close their mouth anymore, and so if they eat or drink, then it just runs out, which is very inconvenient and very difficult in the day-to-day life. So they are trying by either putting a plastic or by taking a piece of the tongue to reconstruct a new lip or to make the closure of the mouth more closing.
So this helps people to be able to eat and drink and live a more normal life.
This is what we are hoping. However, one must say, of course, that it will never be like before. You cannot reconstruct as the person has been before the mutilation, and so it's improvement, but it's not complete change from the time before.
How common is it for a group like Doctors Without Borders to be doing this kind of reconstructive surgery?
Well, it's not common at all, and I believe that this is the first time that we are doing so. Fortunately, the phenomenon of mutilations doesn't happen so often. I'm only aware of the situation in Sierra Leone where people got their hands cut off. Otherwise, I have not seen this in other conflicts where I have been working.
Are mutilations still occurring?
Two women have been mutilated who were also among the patients this week. These mutilations happened on 20th of March, and we haven't heard after of any mutilations anymore.
Is there any idea how many people in Uganda have been victimized in this way?
No, not at all. In the beginning, we were fearing that we would be meeting a lot of cases, which didn't happen in the end. Now, if that is because there is not so many, we don't know. It is possible that patients were afraid to come, were fearing the operations, were fearing the pain afterwards, or were maybe fearing repercussions of the perpetrators, or didn't dare because they are so stigmatized, they are tired of being looked at every day because the mutilations are mainly in the face. So you can imagine if one person walks through a street, everybody looks at her or at him. So it is very difficult. Then, of course, there's the possibility that people didn't hear about our assistance. And so I sincerely hope that the next round in April, we will find the cases who are there. If there are no more cases, that is great. Then that is good. Fine. But I am afraid that there are more.
Christine Schmitz is head of mission for Doctors Without Borders in Uganda. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.